So I was just kind of looking through the documents, and it looked like just based on the initial proposal into council at that time, it was looking at a 15% increase to the tax levy, about a little over $6.2 million. Just wondering if that was what ended up being the final number, if a tax levy increase was approved the last couple of days.
It was approved. It was approved at that meeting, based on the documents that you referred to. We had a robust discussion. I tried to position it because, you know, of course, as you know, we had a 17.8% last year and now 15% this year. And, of course, this is going to be a huge strain on many of our residents. But when we looked at the 15%, 2% of that is putting money aside to cover the 4.4% increase in OPP costs that we would have had this year. Now, the province has agreed to cover the costs this year, but they will not commit to covering them next year. And so we thought we'll put, as most municipalities are in Hastings, putting 2% away, and we'll draw on that next year, which will help lower the actual levy. And then if the government does come forward and say, yes, that they will cover those costs, well, then we'll put that reserve into lowering the cost of whatever our taxes will be next year. Because although we're looking at 4.4%, that does not take into account what 2026 costs will be as well. So because there is definitely an increase associated with 2026, so it could be quite substantial. So the other thing that we did is we took out 1.5% and we're putting it into a reserve because we have nothing in our reserves and we need to build up our reserves because we have huge infrastructure costs coming at us. And then another 2% is going to pay the previous council's deficit. They had a deficit of $270,000 at the end of their term. This council agreed we had to pay it back, and we've done that $90,000 a year for 3 years. This will be our last year. So when you take those things into account, we're down to about 9.5, which is still high, but we really need to set aside money because, as you probably know, we had three applications in for funding in 2024. We had the Housing Enabling Water Systems Fund denied and encouraged to apply in 2025. Housing Enabling Water Systems Fund denied. Housing Enabling Core Systems Fund, which would have been good for our bridges, denied. In fact, Zach, every application that was put in by Hastings County, all of our municipalities, all denied. And that is just, it's unbelievable that you can see $20 million going for roads, for County Road 49 in Prince Edward County. And God bless them. I'm happy they got it because they fought for it. But Minister Sirma told me in my delegation at Roma in January there would be no funds for rural municipal bridges and roads. And here I am, 57 bridges and 800 lane kilometers of road, and I can't get a friggin' dime. But then she gives Prince Edward County $20 million. And then what did Quinney West got 11 some million, and Belleville got 1.5.
Yep.
Anyway, it's just we're always being skipped over. But that's why we have to keep our taxes up. And Zach, it's going to be a bad year for us. Because, as you know, everybody has to do an asset management plan. The province wants us to do it. Great idea. Gives us a sense of what we have coming down the pipeline. Now they want us to develop a plan that show how we're going to put money aside each year to cover these costs. In my case, that's $13.1 million. How can I do it? So we're going to be in a position now that we're going to have to close bridges, look at our facilities, which one can we keep, which ones we're going to have to let go, because I have to have a plan. And if I don't have a plan, they're going to come at me. Right. So these are tough times for small rural Ontario, I'll tell you right now. Tough times.
Yeah, I've been following along with those Hastings County meetings as well. It just seems like it's tough to kind of break through with trying to receive any sort of funding and just kind of sticking it back to the tax increase this year of the 15%. I remember in the past it was mentioned that you kind of had to like buckle down in the next little bit in order to obtain prosperity, for lack of a better term, for later on. And I know you kind of touched on it a little bit there, but and again, it's also very early to tell. You've already got this approved, and it's kind of hard to look forward too much into 2026. But Is this kind of the pattern now where you're kind of seeing these double-digit tax increases to try and make up for what's kind of lacking when it comes to funding from the province, or is that kind of too early to tell?
No, it's not too early to tell. I made a commitment last year when we raised 17.8 that throughout my mandate, until my term is finished, we will be looking at double-digit tax increases. One of the things is we didn't raise our taxes the way we should have in the past, and so we have a lot of catching up to come. But at least we used to get a third and a third funding, a third from the province and a third from the feds. Neither has come to the table with any money during my mandate. Nothing. They've come to other municipalities like Toronto, Kitchener-Waterloo, Windsor, Ottawa, take back the Don Valley, take back the Gardner Expressway, right, take back the major highway in Ottawa, but won't give me a dime to help my people. And so I've said, and I even said it in my remarks this time, we're probably looking at another double digit next year. Hopefully it keeps coming down, double digit, but that's where we're at. And if we don't, we're going to become insolvent. So we have to make these really hard decisions, but some of the hard decisions are yet to come. And that is, like I said, which bridges are we going to have to close? Because I can't get money from the province to help me. And that's the way it is. When I made my presentation to CIRMA, I said I have three bridges that need immediate funding in my municipality. I said that right now we have to lower the tonnage on those bridges to three, which means fire trucks, ambulances cannot cross those bridges and get to the residents on that other side. I said, this is a disaster. I need money now to help. Nothing. Nothing. She just ignored each of our requests again. And enough is enough. And I don't know what we can do about it because it falls on deaf ears. And sure, I might be bitching and complaining all the time. But, you know, nobody can say that by my doing this, that it stopped money coming into my community, because nobody in Hastings County has a dime. And this has got to stop. We all pay taxes. We should get money just like everybody else to help us through these very, very difficult times. But anyway, such is life. We're going to have to struggle. We'll have to find ways. We'll have to borrow. That's what they keep saying, borrow, borrow, borrow. Well, they won't go with my little idea about helping us improve housing in small rural Ontario by lending money to small rural builders to put in the infrastructure. And as they sell a house, they pay that money back. Give it to them interest-free. Unlike the $10.5 billion that's been given by the province and the feds to the major urban centers for housing development, and they don't get that money back. They're giving it to them. So they're incurring that debt, which is often spread over 25 to 30 years. They're also paying the interest on that. My proposal says you'll probably get that money back in 5 years. All it's going to do is cost you the interest. Get any action? Roma loved it. President of Roma, Robin Jones, loved it. AMO, the president of Roma, they liked it. Everybody's the opposition parties, when I did my delegations to them and Roma this year, they all thought it was a great idea. Nothing will come from it. Nothing will come from it because we don't count. We don't matter.
Yeah, it's just a constant fight. It's just sounds like it. Just again, from following along, that it's just a constant fight right now to try and get any sort of funding into the smaller areas.
It is, and you know, Zach, it's people like yourselves that give us a voice so we can get our word out there. I don't know if it makes any difference. This is an election. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anybody coming in here promising my municipality or Hastings County anything. But again, like you know, on last Tuesday, the day before the announcement of the election call, Rick Brissy posts a photo on his page noting that Senator Hastings just received $870,000 for water and sewer. I was just talking with Tom at Hastings County meeting that day. He was extremely upset because he didn't get any funding. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, where did this come from? Only to find out that this is connecting link funding, which province has to pay for because it's money going towards their highways. And it was announced in April 2023, but he brought it forward again. This kind of thing is just so tiresome and so irksome. I've had it. I don't know what to do.
Right.
But this is the way politics is today. And I'm not saying any other political party would probably be any different. The thing is I don't know why certain municipalities or certain residents in this province, in this country, are considered more valuable and therefore we'll invest more in them than we will in small rural Ontario. The federal government's just been as bad. We haven't had a dime from them. In fact, I was insulting a letter received from Sean Fraser, the Minister of Housing at the time. Just unbelievable. Like, anyway, I could rant, I could go on and on. I'm just at my wit's end.
I understand. It's just been frustrating. And I can only imagine, again, as you know, a mayor of a smaller rural area and then seeing all the other surrounding areas getting some sort of funding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, yesterday in Belleville, as we're recording, Belleville got $10.5 million from the Housing Accelerator Fund.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine just the frustrations right now when it comes to trying to receive any sort of funding, and then you have to kind of go back to, well, we got to increase the taxes here in order to try and accommodate to what we want to do.
Exactly. Yep. No. Yep. You've summed it up perfectly. Yep.
Yeah. It's just anyway. Frustrating times. Before I let you go, I just want to ask as well, because it was also mentioned some of the stuff in terms of capital that's being done. But could you just, kind of lay out other items that are looking in the capital budget this year that Tweed is looking at?
Okay, we have to buy another dump truck. So we're that's going to be something that we're looking at. But what we're going to do is we're going to go to this site and see if we can get a used one at considerably less than what it costs for an old one, but one that has less mileage on it. So that's one of the things we're doing. We're also putting money aside this year and committing to buying a new fire truck, which will come in 2.5 years at a price of, can you believe it, before COVID, $450,000, today $1.1 million. This is crazy. Okay, so we're doing that. We're getting that all set up and ordering that. And then we have our bridges that I mentioned to you. The three bridges that we're looking at.
Yep.
They have to be done. I'm not sure if we're going to have to close one or how we're going to do it, but this is all under review right now. But they have to be done this year, and we really wanted to get Flinton Road done because, if I'm not sure if you're aware, but like GPS directs traffic from Highway 41 through to Highway 7 through our Flinton Road because it cuts down the time considerably. But we get a lot of wear and tear on that road, but we're not going to be able to fix it. So we may be forced to lower the speed limit on that. But these are the things that we're facing right now. They're primarily the big things that we're looking at. We have no money for anything major, major, major. We could do so much if we had some assistance. Right. But if you got a third, that means you're only looking at a third. So $1 million project, you're looking at $333,000. Well, we're not getting any of that no more. Yeah. None of us. But see, the thing is, it's not just the municipality of Tweed. It's Stirling and Rawdon. It's Centre Hastings. It's Bancroft. It's Hastings Highlands. It's all of us. It's Marmor and Lake. We're all in the same boat, and we just don't know what we're going to do.